Today's episode is brought to you by MediaAngels.com. Visit the website for ebooks, books that you can enjoy with your children, as well as novels with a creation focus. Visit Felice's website at MediaAngels.com.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at MediaAngels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I have a question for you. Are you tired, weary? Are you worried that you're not teaching your children all that you should be? Do you find yourself overwhelmed with the tremendous load of homeschooling? And while you may consider this one of the most rewarding yet demanding things you've ever done, you're concerned that everyone else is doing a better job. Well, I want to share with you an audio series with printables to help you and give you the confidence and knowledge you need that you're doing a good job, and if you do have some gaps, ways to find and address those situations. In this three-part series, the beginning, mid-year, and end-of-the-year checkup, I guide you with a series of questions on beginning on the right foot and then reviewing your year as you progress and getting a handle on your schedule and the courses you teach. This is a three-part series published by Media Angels, a name you trust in quality homeschool curriculum. You can find the set at MediaAngels.com under ebooks and audio downloads. Check out this series. You'll be glad you did. Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, Ultimate Homeschool Expo, as well as the owner of Media Angels. This is the second series of a three-part series that I'm doing on creating a checklist for your beginning, middle, and end of the year. This particular recording is for your middle of the year checklist. Well, some of you may know me from audios that you've heard, or maybe this is the first time we've met. However, you know, people have a different persona of the person that they've met virtually. And so let me just dash any ideas you have that I'm this super organized or super together person and make checklists all the time. This audio really has been created because I tend not to be a checklist person. I like to be creative and spur of the moment, and really did not discuss this in the first audio I created, but I want to share it here, that one really wise speaker I heard at one time, Maggie Hogan with Bright Ideas Press, she shared that her children, her two boys, were different as night and day. One didn't mind to be launched with a surprise that morning, like, hey, we're going to go to the zoo today, whereas the other one freaked out. And so she explained how important it was to know your kids and what they enjoy doing or not doing. And so as I share this with you, I keep that in the back of my mind, because while I tend to be a very spontaneous person in some regards, in the other, I have children that really want to know what they're doing the next day, and maybe you do as well. So a middle of the year checklist and a checklist in general really helps us all stay on target for our goal for the end of the year, and it allows some flexibility for the fun times. So while we're looking at this middle of the year checklist and we're looking at our year and some of the points that we carried in went over in the first audio, I'm going to carry over with this one, and we'll go through some of those. But I want you to have this middle of the year check whenever it is that you've put in a few months of homeschooling and you feel like, gosh, I want to analyze it. It doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, 3 or 4 months or exactly the middle. If you're schooling for 9 months, let's say, it needs to be at 4.5 months. I know there are some of you listening that like to know that kind of thing. However, it's whenever you think, you know, at least 4 to 5 months, but whenever you think that, you know, it's time to analyze and look at how your school year is going. So I just wanted to preface it with that. The other is to share that at one point, I remember homeschooling for many years and getting to the end of the year and really feeling like I hadn't done the job I wanted to do, or I was really disappointed we hadn't finished a particular book or curriculum, or we hadn't read X, Y, and Z stories that I had planned to read that year. You know, for example, 1 year we did the Little House on the Prairie series, and we did really well with the first 4 books, but we didn't read the last two. And then I found that my children read them on their own. So there are some things like that that you might want to analyze and say, okay, well, you know, in this series, we're going to read these 4 books and then I will assign the last two, or something along those lines. But just so that you get to the end of the year without this feeling of, oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't waited to the end of the year, and I wish we had dumped this curriculum or this particular book because it wasn't going well, but we plodded through and we were all miserable. I've had some times where I've just decided that I'm going to do it just because, and really not for a good or valid reason. So that was just one of the things that I wanted to discuss with you. All right, well, in deciding that I was going to create this checklist, I wanted to go back through some of the things that we had discussed in the first audio. And so let's do that right now. In the first audio, we talked about a mission statement and family goals. And it's time to take a look at that. How is that going for you? How do you want to tweak that? You know, maybe it's going great and you want to leave it. Maybe you want to add something to your goals. Maybe you've already reached your goals and you want to, you know, go in a different direction. So those are some things to look at. I knew of one family that decided at some point that they were going to be living on a boat. So at the end of that year, they made that decision. And so they planned that summer to do that. That was their goal. However, there are other families who maybe didn't make such, you know, big goals and maybe smaller goals in the middle of the year, and we're one that decided, you know what, we're going to implement some different goals and strategies for our family because I feel that the kids have progressed really well this year. So that's one of the things you want to look at. The other is character qualities. Again, did your children achieve those qualities? For example, if you're working on helpfulness and one of your children that you were planning to work with this all year has already attained that. So now you're thinking, okay, that's great. And that was going to be our goal for the whole year. But I'm going to add another one. While we're still going to encourage that character quality, we're going to add another one, maybe forgiveness or asking for forgiveness if that child struggles with that area. So those are the kinds of things you want to look for. You also want to look at your family goals or your family character qualities that you wanted to work on as a family and see if you've reached those and want to add to that. Again, let's look at spiritual goals. How is that going? Have you gone through some of the Bible or scripture readings you wanted to do? Maybe as a goal you set that you were going to memorize 2 scriptures a month and the kids are doing really well with that. Or maybe they're not doing super well with that and you need to make it 1 scripture per month to really encourage them that they can do really well. And then once they get that down, maybe they're memorizing them in a week or 2 weeks and you can go back to your 2 a month. You know, homeschool philosophy more than likely will stay the same. So that you'll just want to take a glance at. How are your classes going? Well, before I get to classes, I want to go back and let's look at attitude. I didn't have that as a specific category, but one of the things that I found when we had our end of the year evaluation last year was that kids in school kind of get credits for things that maybe as homeschool moms we don't think of. And for example, that is, you know, how do they participate in class? And they get an, you know, participation grade. But we can look at that with attitudes. Are kids on track, or is there something that they need to do to improve? I have certain kids that really participate a lot and others that let the other members of the family answer. So that might be something you want to look at. Attitude would probably be under character, but you also may need, you know, to revisit that as well. You know, moms need regrouping time. I created an audio set called the Mom's Rescue Set, and that really was put together at the urging of a friend, but it also has been a blessing to me to have a set of audios that I can listen to that are encouraging on many fronts. And so, you know, sometimes our attitudes need a check. If we're down, if we need some encouragement, these are things that we may want to do. On the spiritual realm, you know, we discussed that. But another thing I wanted to add is, are you growing in the Lord? If you're not moving forward, just think about it. You're moving backward. So it could be more than just a memorization of some things. It can also be, you know, our spiritual walk with the Lord. You know, things that are ingrained are habits. I know that there are some people that are runners and their day is not complete if they haven't run every day. You know, sometimes because of weather, you know, they may have to switch to something like walking in the local mall. Or if they're really dedicated, they may just run in the rain and that's not a big deal to them. Well, those habits are formed in the same way with our children. And I really think it takes an effort many times on our part to be encouraging in that way to keep them on the path. And so we want to create some really good habits when they're younger. And then we can follow up, ensure those good habits up as they get older. Maybe you have some teens and you're struggling either with your relationship with them, or their attitudes. One of the things I would really recommend to you is a book that I published by two amazing people. Paula and Sky are a mother and daughter team, and it's Paula Stevenson and Sky McNeil, and the name of the book is Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. And ideally, you start young, but this can definitely be done when your child is older, because I've done that with one of my children. And I have to tell you, it has been an amazing journey for me. I didn't think there was anything I needed to learn about parenting, because I had been a parent for about 20 years before I published this book. And let me just tell you that all of us have something that we can learn. And I learned from this book. And actually, it's amazing because today I demonstrated some of what the book, what is talked about in the book. And that is that I spent some time with one of my children shopping at Northern and also at Harbor Freight. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with those two stores, it is, I guess, equivalent to a bookstore for someone who loves to read books. And those two stores are my 18-year-old, actually, my 18-year-old's favorites. What I have to say is that while those are not my favorite stores, and I had other things to do today, like complete this recording, I spent the time with him and we went to lunch, and it actually wasn't so bad for me. I know now how they feel when we drag them around to stores they don't want to go to. But it was, you know, my son asked me to go. And it's because we have that kind of relationship that we enjoy spending time together. He knows that I will sacrifice time to be with him, even if they're not my favorite places to go. And yet, it has increased our friendship and our ability, my ability to parent him. I know that as parents, we don't want to just be our kids' friends. You know, that's not in our job description. We need to parent. I think there are too many parents who think they need to be friends with their kids. I just said that I was his friend. He's also turning 18. This is a child that is 6 foot two or three and not somebody I can put over my knee and spank. So a friendship and a mutual respect is important as they get older. So I'm actually doing another talk on this topic that is in the Teen Expo set. So if you have that set, you may be looking for that, and it's called Secret Code Time for Teens. Okay, well, I wanted to talk about attitude and also encourage you, if you have teenagers, that all is not lost. I think a lot of times parents, they're up their hands when it comes to teens, and I don't think that's right at all. All right, well, let's look at your yearly schedule now. How is that going? Are you progressing in the way you wanted to? Are you looking at things like the time that it's taking to complete things? Maybe some subjects are not being completed. We had that this year where science was getting relegated to last, and I have talked about that forever in a book that I published first in the 1995. That just tells you how old the book was when it first came out. It's in its fifth edition now. But I talked about that, and I said, you know, so many times science is pushed to last. Well, this year my kids had a very heavy high school curriculum, and their classes were focused a lot on government and on economics. And those two classes took so much time, as well as their American literature class. And so there was just so much time that was being spent in writing reports and reading that they weren't able to finish their science curriculum in a timely manner. So what we did was we planned that some of their lessons would be completed during the summer, and that took some burden off. So at the end of the year, we didn't feel like a failure. Oh my gosh, you know, we didn't finish this book. We planned that it would not be finished to make more time for other stuff. Okay, are there some subjects that are not being done at all? We had that one year when we were trying to complete some lessons with Greek and Latin roots. And we found that, you know what, we're not going to be able to complete it. So we put that aside mid-year and we completed it this year. What about looking at the time frame for completing the courses where you are on track? You know, take a look at your math, take a look at your lessons in your particular subjects and say, okay, you know, we still have four more books, for example, that you want to do read aloud. And we have four more months. So that gives us 1 month per book to really delve into it, to maybe take a field trip or incorporate some of the lessons that we want to. Again, I always think of Little House on the Prairie and, you know, one of the books, Farmer Boy, that lended itself to cooking so many different things. My kids got to try pancakes with brown sugar and decided fresh maple syrup is much better that their grandmother brings back from New York State when they visit every summer. So, you know, just things like that that are fun, that bring along memories way later on and, you know, give you some time to incorporate that. So look at that. What is your time frame for completing the stuff that you have, and are you going to be able to do that? Look at the children and look at yourself. Is anyone overwhelmed, fatigued, or stressed? And if they are, get to the root of that. I know that it's not as much of an ordeal for kids that are homeschooled as for kids who are perhaps in public school, but I would still say to take a look at that. I know I've been stressed at times trying to get through some things, and my kids have been just fine about it, not at all concerned. So, you know, you may want to evaluate maybe your focus and their focus. Also, look at some extracurricular lessons. Are your kids making progress in piano and art? You know, those of you taking fencing or something exotic, you know, like foreign languages, you know, how are they progressing in these areas? For us, lessons also entailed, you know, sports. And so my kids practice every day, whether it's throwing or hitting or something like that. They have times that they practice. Sometimes they're just doing training, you know, whether it's running or, you know, sit-ups or that kind of thing. So how are they doing and are they making progress? Again, checklists are awesome for this kind of thing. In this series, you'll get the checklist at the beginning of the year. You can tweak them, but also, you know, now we're just going over some of these things. All right, field trips. How have you done with that? Do you have any plan for the rest of the year? Let's say you're on a budget and you're saying, you know, Felice, we can't afford to go on a family vacation or take an extended trip. Well, with the internet, there are virtual field trips. You know, Google Earth is really a cool thing, and you can visit any place in the world. So now we don't have quite the, you know, the excuse that we can't go on a trip. I know it's not the same as experiencing it firsthand, but what you can do is maybe save up and go to a restaurant that has some sort of exotic food, or even save up and make some sort of food that you really enjoy at home. I have to say that I really love Chinese food, but my family doesn't. They would like things like the sweet and sour chicken or marinated chicken, like the teriyaki chicken on a stick, you know, that we would get at a Chinese buffet. Whereas I really love, you know, what I call the real Chinese food, and like shrimp and lobster sauce or something like that. So what I did was, I found some ingredients that I could use at home and make them that flavor. And it was amazing because I kept thinking about it. And I didn't even go online or research or look at recipes. But actually, the Lord gave me this as an idea. When I was at the store and we shopped some of the warehouse stores. And so I was at the store and I saw these boneless chicken thighs. Well, we always buy boneless chicken breasts because we do a lot of chicken cutlets in our family instead of veal cutlets. We like chicken cutlets much better. And my dad every once in a while will buy the veal and say, you know, you guys don't know what you're missing. The veal is so much better. And, you know, my kids are, well, it's baby cow. We don't like it. And just on that note, but anyway, we end up eating more of the white meat chicken, and some of the kids like the white meat chicken better. So I thought, oh, if I buy this and it's all dark meat, you know, certain members of the family aren't going to like it. But as I was thinking about it, I thought, you know what, this is really going to work. And it's so much cheaper per pound than the other, which was an added bonus. But anyway, it worked beautifully. The entire family likes it, and it's a fun meal to make. You know, one child will actually, you know, we marinate it, and one child will grill the chicken, and the other one will put it together and stir fry and stuff like that. So, you know, look at your menus even, and use that in conjunction with something you're reading. You know, I know it's not quite a field trip to, you know, Chinatown, which we don't even have anywhere near where I live, you know, and so it's not quite the same thing, but you still can embrace the culture and something like that, doing it on a budget at home. You know, again, when the kids are younger, there are so many more things you can do. Mexican night, get the sombreros, you know, have the little music makers and things like that, you know, maybe have some Mexican music dance to that, and the kids would think they were in Mexico. You know, older kids are not going to be quite as willing to do that kind of thing. You know, however, other than a trip to Mexico, it's doable at home. So, again, look at field trips. You might look at a yearly membership, maybe as a Christmas present to the family, if you like that kind of thing. Christmas presents to the family with a membership to a museum may not be well taken if you're the only one who likes the museum. So, you know, look into these kinds of things and do something that you think the whole family will enjoy. You know, take a look at your weekly schedule, your daily schedule, and see if those need to be tweaked. Again, I shared with you the story about our science curriculum this year that had to be tweaked, and that worked out fine. Okay, well, let's look at family time. A lot of times we find that we have these great ideas and we're progressing along, and then it doesn't quite work out as well as we planned. So that is something that you may want to consider. You know, some short trips, some day trips, and some of those times of making memories. And I shared some of that back when we were talking about field trips. So look through your list. Look at your everyday routine. See if there are some things you want to add to that. Look at your daily chores. Are the chores getting done? Do you have that catch-up day where you can work at cleaning the house or doing the laundry or things like that? Do you have a catch-up day where you're just playing games or doing some things that the family would enjoy doing? So again, look at those things and regroup. One of the things I wanted to add as you are analyzing your middle of the year is to look at what you're going to be doing at the end of the year for evaluations. Are you going to be having a certified teacher evaluate your portfolio as is common here in Florida, or are you going to be doing standardized testing? If you are going to standardize test, you may look into some of the things that are available, whether online or books you would like to get at the library or the bookstore, to help in that regard. So we are not a big test family. However, I have a background in testing. While I will say that for our family, it was not a good fit, depending on your goals, again, as a family, your goals for your children, what schools they and you are selecting for them for the future, then standardized testing may be something you want to include. So if you are middle of the year, is a good time to look at preparing for those tests and working towards your goals. Okay. Well, I hope this has been beneficial for you. I hope that I've given you some ideas of doing things on a budget as well as regrouping in the middle of the year. And, you know, maybe some of you have better ideas of how, you know, you can analyze your school year. We'll implement those, you know. Well, I hope this audio has helped you. I know that as homeschoolers, we all have some things that we'd like to add. I wish we were in a room together where we could share our ideas and you could share with me some of the ways you've taken in the middle of the year and analyzed your school. So I hope this audio has been a blessing to you, and I hope you've enjoyed this set. I will be creating the end of the year lesson. I hope this audio has been a blessing to you and you enjoy the set, and you will listen to the end of the year audio coming up next. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.